in a sense, our testimonies are all the same. But in another sense, they're all different because we're different. And the Lord brings us in various ways. There are two sacraments or ordinances that are given to us in the New Testament. One is the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. That's an ongoing ordinance for God's people to renew their it gives us a visual to renew what Jesus Christ has done for us at the cross. And we remember his death until he comes. Those are the words. But then he's also given us this ordinance of baptism. And baptism is an entry ordinance. It is a sign and a mark of one that God has brought out of darkness and into light and into the fellowship of his people. And that's what we celebrate today, gloriously, with this baptism. It's a little slippery here, so I'm going to grab Scott's hand. So. Well, Scott, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ and all he says in his word, and that he's saved you from the penalty of your sins?
I do. Yes, sir.
And is it your desire now to follow him in the ordinance of baptism and the life of the body of Christ and to walk before him all the days of your life?
Yes, sir, it is.
Would you like to say anything?
I would like to say something. prepared a little something. As most of you know, I grew up in this church and was surrounded by you all. For as long as I can remember, I've been pointed to Christ by those of you who surrounded me. I heard the gospel preached nearly every week. Because of this surrounding I was raised within, I knew pretty clearly what was right and wrong and how to act like a good Christian kid. Despite this and how I acted to everyone around me, I was not saved, and I loved to get my own way. As a kid, I was easily my main focus, and I was comfortable acting like a good kid when I needed to, and then just doing my own thing when I got the opportunity to. My life went on like that for a long time, just searching for the next thing to do, while things like church or other necessary things I had to do, I pushed through, knowing I just had to get through them so I could do my own thing, whatever I wanted to do. This plan of action worked great for me until I came to a time when going from one thing to the next slowed, and eventually I had nothing to do. I had a lot more time to spend thinking about things I didn't normally, and I also had more time to think about my own sin that before I just pursued and didn't think about. It all caught up to me and led me into a period of a few weeks before my freshman year of high school where I just felt depressed because I didn't see a point to anything. I became anxious about where my life was headed and about school and about how I thought no one cared about me. I also saw my own struggle with sin. All of this led me to a state of hopelessness that I couldn't seem to get out of. I even went to my parents about how I felt and asked for their help, which I almost never did unless it was about some school assignment. And they pointed me back to Scripture, but I continued to worry and feel like there was no point to life. Until one day, I read something Joel Lee had posted on Google+. What he posted was Romans 8:38 and 39, which says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." After reading this, I immediately got on the floor and just cried because I could finally see a point to everything. I saw a purpose for my life. I saw refuge in Christ from everything that had been worrying me. I was overcome with joy because God had provided me with an answer to my question. I knew I didn't need to worry because if I was in Christ, nothing could separate me from him. It was such a relief to read those words. And I thought that Christ had saved me at that point. But as my life went on, I steadily watched myself fall back into the pattern I had set from being a kid. I saw myself struggle with sin as I sought to please myself. I continually chose sin over Christ, ignoring the convictions that weighed on my mind. I, left to myself, pursued what I wanted and kept God hidden from my mind. Sorry. I would occasionally get to the point of breaking and crying out to God for help, and God would answer my prayer. But as soon as I was doing good again, I would attribute my doing better to something I changed and not what God had clearly done. My mindset also continued to be that my sin was too much for God to save me from. So I tried to face my sin on my own until I felt like I could come to God. Feeling like this, I kept failing to be good enough for God. And I saw myself failing with my sin, thinking I must not be saved because I can't overcome it. This was how my life went on up until this past summer when I believe God began to grasp hold of me. He showed me my sin and how the things I was trying to find satisfaction in would keep failing me. He also helped me realize that I couldn't fight my sin on my own, that I didn't need to. God helped me to finally realize that His grace was truly so much greater than my sin, and that His works on the cross defeated my sin. With Christ's help, I finally could see that I could overcome my sin and actually successfully fight against it. I could finally see that I could never work to becoming good enough for God, but I needed to see that I would never be good enough on my own. I needed to understand that what is so amazing about God's free gift of salvation is that it requires nothing of me. And I believe that. I've tried to earn salvation, and I've seen that the more I try, the further I push myself away from Christ. God has shown me that I am not saved because of what I have done, but because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. It was all Him. None of it was me. On my own, I am a wretched sinner. But with Christ's robes, I am no longer a slave to sin. I am seen as perfect because God sees Christ's robes that cover me. I am assured of my salvation because I believe that Christ has died on the cross for my sin. And I'm holding on to that because I know that I can do nothing apart from Him. I now have the hope that I saw years ago, and it is amazing to know now that Christ has a hold on me, that He loves me, and there's literally nothing that can separate me from His love. Now I get to look forward to the day when I get to be in heaven with Him. My hope is in Christ, and it is such an amazing hope.
Scott, based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in obedience to His command, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.